Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair in the Gene Bosch Memorial Studio on the magical isle of Vashon. Gathered together once again, all of us together for our weekly quarters muster and a visit in which we try to and do accomplish the mission of this broadcast and of your Captain Joe, and that is that all of us at the end of the half hour that we spend together feel just a little bit better about ourselves and about the world in which we live. And I do this, of course, on Voice of Vashon, and I am required by the Federal Communications Commission to make this announcement. I do this live, unscripted, and unrehearsed on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 on the frequency modulated band. And for those of you who are not able to listen directly at 101.9, and for that you have to be pretty much on the island, and you pretty much have to be up and out of the valleys because it is both a low-powered station and being FM, it is, of course, line of sight. So for most of Captain Joe's people who listen to me every week, you listen to me by streaming on voiceofvashon.org. And for that, we are enormously grateful that technology allows us to continue to be able to do that every single week. The greetings today go out in a bittersweet way. They go out to all of us who have lost someone before their time. And that is because tomorrow is Mary R.'s birthday, the 22nd of May. And it was only a week after that, on the 1st of June, that I, from the captain's chair here in the studio, announced that she had crossed her own bar. I know that there are a number of Captain Joe's people who are in that situation. I know that because we have communicated over the years, and I am recognizing it today in particular, and not only because it is her birthday tomorrow, but also because this coming Monday is Memorial Day, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day a little bit farther on in the broadcast. The Binnacle List contains the same people plus a couple more who have had the requisite testing and now are going to undergo some pretty serious surgeries. I had reported before on the memorial service that I attended for my friend and colleague for whom I had worked at one point in my career. And since then, I've not had reports of any of Captain Joe's people who have crossed the bar, but I have had reports of recoveries from surgeries and other procedures which are not going exactly as well or as pain-free as we would always hope and wish. So, as always, all of Captain Joe's people who are on the Binnacle List remain in the palm of my hand and close to my heart with my wish, my desire, and my command that, as always, again, you follow the instructions of your medical practitioner, and in particular, the special care that has to go with the use of the different kinds of pain medications which are being prescribed. I didn't recognize it, but I do so here Armed Forces Day was last weekend. And Armed Forces Day is a relatively new recognition. And it always comes, I believe, it always comes on a Sunday. But in any case, because I am a member of the Armed Forces in the retired division, and because so many of Captain Joe's people also have served, all of whom took the same oath of obedience and the same oath of loyalty to the Constitution, not to our political leadership, not to the captain, not to anything but to the Constitution. The founding fathers, that's a wonderful expression, the founding fathers, all of whom are in the book John Adams by McCullough, by the way, I am still working my way through that. The founding fathers, in creation of the original oath, specified that it would be to the Constitution and not to particular people, I think. And I didn't understand that for many years. The first time I took that oath, I was 17. The second day that I was a cadet at the Coast Guard Academy. The first day is the day that you get a lot of yelling at you, and that there are a few that decide that that's not for them, and they leave even before they take that oath for the first time. And so when I first took that oath, I did not recognize or understand the significance of the language of it. But I do now. And I realize the wisdom of the people who put together our republic that we now know as the United States of America. So I do recognize belatedly, as I often recognize belatedly birthdays. I'm really doing very, very badly at that. Mary R. was wonderful at it. She had a checklist of birthdays in the family, and she would send me a card, and I would always write a verse in the card, and if the recipient of that card was not yet 18, for some reason we decided that was the cutoff, I would also slip a $20 bill into the card and send it off. There are now many, many members of my extended family who have not received either a verse or a card or that magical $20 bill. I've got to really do a lot better about that and about a few other things as well. So I recognize Armed Forces Day, and now I'm going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day, which comes up this year on Monday. It was originally called Decoration Day, and it was originally intended to recognize and to memorialize all of the soldiers in particular who were killed during the Civil War. Today, it is to memorialize all of those who have died in all of our armed forces, and it is of special significance to me because as I continue to acquire chronological years, far beyond, some would say, my personal share, that friends, shipmates are crossing their bar, and I'm standing on this shore, and in a couple of cases, helping to make that crossing of their particular bar just a little bit easier. Now, my XOs, I'm aware of two of my XOs that have crossed their own bar. There's a very special relationship that develops between a captain and his second in command, his XO. At least it was in my case. I've talked about several of my exos on this broadcast. At least one of them is one of my closest and most trusted friends, as well as being a colleague, as well as being a shipmate. I take this opportunity to remind all hands that a shipmate is he or she who puts mates and ship before themselves. It's a good time to remember that, because on Memorial Day, it was intended to memorialize those that were lost in combat. But as the years go by and we have been the normal progression of life, people crossing the bar, their loss to me is no less significant. And there are some that are on the binnacle list that I watch very carefully. So because it was called Decoration Day, and it was intended to for people to go to the military cemeteries, one of the first observances in 1866 was at the what we now know as Arlington National Cemetery, just across the Potomac River from Washington, and on land that was owned by Robert E. Lee, Arlington. And the home of Memorial Day is, and this one gobsmacked me when I did a little bit of digging into it and I discovered this, it is in Waterloo, New York. Because in Waterloo, New York, in May of 1866, a year after the end of the Civil War, Waterloo, New York had the first of the recorded celebrations and recognitions of then Decoration Day and now Memorial Day. But Memorial Day is not only a day for the recognition of all of our friends and shipmates, classmates that we have lost over the years, but also is a good reminder of the debt that we owe to all of them. I just came back from a long weekend in San Francisco. And the reason that I went down was to take a cruise in one of the two remaining Liberty ships, this one, the Jeremiah O'Brien. And the purpose of the cruise was to recognize merchant seamen, all the merchant seamen who were killed, especially during World War II. The highest casualty rate of any combatant. So it was a great time, and it was a great time because there were some really interesting people, and many of them wearing Vietnam veteran ball caps. So the ship gets underway. I am, of course, always interested in the quality of the ship handling, and she still has her original triple expansion steam engine, an up and down steam engine, and still has this great big rudder back aft there. She was really light. She was only drawing about 14 feet aft, and which means that she had plenty of windage. There was a smart but not really stiff breeze blowing her onto the dock, and I was going through my mind all the commands that I would be issuing to get her out of her slip without a tug. But alas, two tugs made up alongside of her and pulled her out of there. But we made a trip out under the Golden Gate Bridge. And when we got out to the near the Potato Patch, and you can look it up, look up Potato Patch, you'll find where it is. It's on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. When we got out not too far from the potato patch, she came to all stop, and there were several memorial ceremonies. All of the service flags plus the national ensign were there with a color guard, and lays were put into the water, each one bearing the name of a person who had died during the year who had been connected in some way with Jeremiah O'Brien. And I thought that that was particularly appropriate. A couple of them were USCG, former USCG. One was USCG retired. It was just a lovely, lovely day with very, very interesting people. And I found that the way that the ship is being maintained, she desperately needs more volunteers. This is a big ship. And she desperately needs more volunteers to work on her. But she's fully capable of steaming and sailing. And if she were to go to another Normandy D-Day celebration, I'm confident that she could make that trip without any difficulty at all. Going back to the binnacle list for just a minute, I'm celebrating Mary R's birthday by having some significant testing, eye testing. Several years ago, I had a very serious eye situation, and the vision in my right eye was saved by a retinal surgeon who got to me just in time, or I got to her just in time. She originally came from the Ukraine, and so she was and is known to me as my, and I make this mistake because, of course, the Ukraine at one time was part of Russia. My Russian lady tractor driver, surgeon, wonderful, wonderful physician, wonderful and very tough lady. I like her a lot. And she, I said, when she looked at me and she said, I'm going to have to go inside that eye and mess around with it. And I said, well, doctor, let me look at my calendar and see when I might be available. And she said, no, Captain, this is not when you are available. I want you on the table this afternoon. And so it came to pass. And part of the repair was that she put this bubble of gas inside that eye, and she said, now you are not to go above, I think she said, 500 feet. I said, my house is about 500 feet above sea level. And she said, well, I don't want you to go any higher than that. And I said, doctor, I have to go over to Spokane this weekend. And to go to Spokane, I have to go up to about 4,000 feet when I go across the Snoqualmie Pass. And she said, Captain, you're not listening. And I think I got a little bit snarky and said something like, well, captains don't listen very often. And she said, you're not listening. You're not to go above, because if you do, you're going to blow your, that gas will expand and it will blow up your eye and then that's it. You'll be actually wearing a patch, the stereotypical pirate captain. So I did not go to Spokane. And so that's how I, so every so often I have to have that check to make sure that that deterioration is not kicking in yet once again. So that's how I'm going to celebrate, and Mary R. would be delighted that I am fulfilling that particular appointment. Yesterday, the 20th of May, the motor vessel Dolly was refloated, and she's been moved over to a terminal facility. And there is now a deep water, or at least for the Port of Baltimore, a 50-foot, that's not really very deep, but it's dredged to 50 feet, at mean, low, or low. That's the chart datum. If you take a look at a NOAA nautical chart, down in the bottom, you'll see that the datum or the level from which water depths are calculated is called mean, low, or low. And at 50 feet at mean, low, or low, the channel is 400 feet wide and soon to be out to the original and charted 700 feet. I remain so impressed by the way that all of this was assembled, the way it was put together. The prediction was that, and the hope was that by the end of May, they would be able to have some traffic going back and forth. Here we are, not even at the end of May yet. Dolly has been moved, and that's where she is going to be thoroughly examined and inspected as part of the investigation on which I will report. But in the meantime, she is no longer in the fairway, and traffic can move back and forth. I said it before, I'll say it again. A hearty well done to the captain of the port and to that joint task force that made all of this happen. And I give full credit to the Corps for their work. I give full credit to Naval Sea Systems Command, which organized the cranes to lift the pieces. And I give even fuller, and well, there's no such thing as fuller. I give the fullest credit to the entire organization as headed up by that Coast Guard captain of the port. Bravo Zulu, Bravo Zulu, triple times over. And if there was ever a really good example of how a organization can be mobilized to do good work, to come in on time or before time, to come in within whatever budgetary limitations that captain was operating under, because I'm sure that that's exactly what he was able to do. So there you have it. I just think that they have done a wonderful job. In other nautical news, a transit across the Northeast Passage, across the top of Siberia. The Flying Fish 1, a container ship under the Panamanian flag with a rating of 5,000 TEUs. A TEU, is to refresh our recollection, is a 20-foot container equivalency. Most containers now are 40-feet containers, so you half that. And this ship, Flying Fish 1, has now made a transit from the west coast of Siberia, from St. Petersburg, headed to China. And she does carry an IMO ice class, a very low one. She's an ice class 1. Which means that she can sail in waters that have ice in it, bergy bits, but she can sail through the Northeast Passage in the summertime, which is exactly what she has done. This is a significant and important report because this is emblematic of the increased interest in shipping across the North Sea or across the Northern Sea route so as to avoid the Red Sea and to not have to go around either one of the capes. So we will see more and more of this traffic, and the Northern Sea Route Administration, the Russian Northern Sea Route Administration, is going to be making some hard currency out of all of this, which the Russians desperately need. And I will be watching with interest and enthusiasm, and will be talking to my friend, Captain Dr. Professor Lawson Brigham, and he and I will do a joint broadcast soon to talk about this and about other things which are connected to the Russian Arctic. Captain Brigham, of course, knows more about the Russian Arctic than probably any other American. And I am delighted to be able to bring him on this broadcast. I have a safety notice to put out to all hands. Over this last weekend, I rode in a motor car that in the rain. And it was clear that the wiper blades on that car had not been changed, probably since the car was assembled in Japan. So it is my wish, my hope, my desire, and my command that all of you who are responsible for the safety of those who you love, and if you in particular take care of the motor cars that those people use, that you will check the wiper blades. Because if you live in a place where there is only sporadic rain, and then you pick up all kinds of stuff, fatra, off of the road, oil, things like that, bird droppings, and then you get a little bit of rain, and not only does the highway become slippery, but the windscreen becomes illegible. You can't see through it. So go ahead and have the wiper blades replaced. I did it on Mary R's car. I was not quite so conscientious about my own machines, but I changed the ones in Mary R's vehicle twice a year, every 6 months. And we live in a place where wiper blades get a really good workout. So wiper blades, that's my one for this week. I am a user of fountain pens. I commend them to all who are writing journals, all who are writing letters that they put into envelopes, and then they address the envelope, and they put a stamp on it, and they mail it to somebody who is a worthy recipient. I had for many years a cross, and the nib, for that is the name of the pointy part that goes on the paper. Ships, by the way, port is left, starboard is right, and the pointy end goes through the water first most of the time. The nib is the pointy end of a fountain pen that goes onto the paper, unless you drop it. And so I had a cross, and the nib finally gave up. And so I chose not to repair it, but to go to ballpoints, a very fine tip ballpoint. A few weeks ago, an advert showed up on one of my computer programs. That's what I want to say. And it was for a company called Ellington. And he was saying that he was trying to resuscitate the whole business of writing by hand, writing with cursive, what we call cursive, where the letters are all connected together, and with a fountain pen. And that to that end, he had created a fountain pen. And I said, aha, frequently I say, no, I don't say aha frequently enough. And I said, this time, aha. What a wonderful plan. I am going to order one, and I did, and I am absolutely delighted with it. And so I am writing these days with a fountain pen, and I am writing letters, and I'm putting those letters in envelopes, and I'm putting stamps that I buy at the post office. You all remember what a post office is. So having said all of that, it is for me time for me to wish Mary R., the memory of Mary R., the happiest of birthdays tomorrow. I look forward to good medical reports. I am not going to put myself on the medical list unless it is absolutely necessary. All of you who are on the medical list remain, as always, not only close to my heart, but in the palm of my hand. This is your Captain Joe. As always, I'm on station and watching properly. And as always, as we come to the end of our broadcast time together, we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again.